clarification on a halakha that again might have been discussed previously in daily halakha history, but now that we have Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom's opinion on many cases that at the time that we discussed them we did not have his opinion available, so we offered the other prevailing opinions of the Hakamim. Our question today is, if a person smells a lemon has a nice fragrance to it. And we know that when people smell things that have a fragrance, they make a beracha. I think in previous halakhot, we brought from the Birkat Hashem, Rabbi Moshe Levi Alav Shalom, that he writes over there that even though the lemon is a fruit, and seemingly on fruit that have a fragrance, the beracha is hanoten reyach tov baperot. That's the proper text. Hanoten reyach tov baperot. However, Rabbi Moshe Levi argued that since the smell of the lemon comes from the peel and not from the fruit itself, you can't say perot. Therefore, he countered and said you should say bore mine besamim. And he based it on an opinion of Rav Hida in his She'elot u'Tshuvot Yosef Ometz, Halakha Chaf Dalet, Teshuvah Chaf Dalet. Hakam Avadya argued on this. And Hakam Avadya held, based on a sefer called Ginat Veradim, that even though it comes from the peel, when it's complete, or when you're making it as a lemon, in a lemon form, when it's still attached to the fruit, the beracha would be hanoten reyach tov baperot. That's the way it comes out in Yabia Omer Chelektet, and that's the way it comes out in Chazon Avadya in Berachot on Daf Shin Tet. And he himself testifies that every Shabbat he made a beracha on a lemon in order to fulfill the mitzvah of making 100 berachot. So he would make hanoten reyach tov baperot on a lemon. That was his practice. So Ma'aseh Rav, that's the greatest proof of a halakha, when you see the Rav himself put it into practice. However, Hakam Avadya himself agrees that if you separated the peel from the lemon and you're just smelling the peels themselves, then he agrees to make Bore Mineh Bisamim, like Rav Hida. However, when it's attached as a fruit, Hakam held, it's a fruit, and therefore it's a noter, reyach tov, baperot. This is brought down in the Yalkut Yosef, page 332, in the footnotes on the bottom of the page 350, where he discusses this whole halakha. Again, it should be noted, the proper text is a noten, reyach tov, baperot. Some have a text, asher natan, in the past tense, reyach tov, but that's not the... that's not the proper text. The proper text would be, like we said, on 10, Reyach Tov.